Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Ray is in Babylon starting us off. What's up, Ray?
I can't wait. I'm going to say this at the end of the season or even the mid-October. I'm going to say, I can't wait because this Jet team, I'm going to declare it September 2nd, 2025. We're going to the playoffs,
we're
going to do it, and we're going to do it on the shoulders of this.
What's that?
Yes, we are.
Yep,
now we're going to do it on the shoulders of this offensive line. We got a healthy Tucker. You know, Pittman, I think, is going to show us some real blocking that we're going to need for Fields. And I'm telling you, this offensive line is a line that's full throttle. They're going to blast through the NFL, and I'm telling you, I'm declaring it. This offensive line is going to carry this New York Jet team to the playoffs. I can't wait till Sunday.
Listen, one other point.
Yeah, go ahead. I can't wait for calls back after week three when they're 0-3.
Yeah, right. He's going to have to amend it. Come on, Ray. Stay firm, Ray.
I can't wait, Sal.
You like the excitement there from Ray? And,
You're speaking my language, brother.
I was going to say, I didn't know what I was talking about. BT or Ray there.
It's not delusional. Jets have a really the Jets have a really good O-line. I was looking at this earlier, and this is part of the reason why. This is actually a massive part of the reason why I think the Jets could be good this year. They finally invested resources up front. So Fashanu on the left side is 22. He's a first-round pick. We know about Johnson. Now, John Simpson a little bit banged up, but he came from the Ravens and the Raiders before that. John Simpson's a good left guard, and he's pretty young, mid-20s. Joe Tippmann, second-round pick. He's 24. I like him at center. We know about AVT. It's never about is he good. It's can he stay healthy. 26 in his prime, first-round pick. And Amembu is a 21-year-old first-round pick, top 10 out of Missouri. Like, those guys, and then you have the good running backs, and now, and really, to me, it should open up a window for some gash plays with Fields. Like, the more you sell out to stop the run, the more Mason Taylor or somebody else is wide open or a fullback. You're like, wow, where's the defense? Well, because they've been getting their heads crushed all day in the running attack, that they lose sight of a basic assignment. And I think the Jets are going to have more gas plays this year with Fields than with Rodgers.
I'm all for a more competitive, more disciplined, more buttoned-up season from start to finish. I think the talk or the idea of playoffs is just not... Like, I don't think the Jets are in that conversation yet. It doesn't mean that they can't. The Giants weren't in that conversation, to your point, a few years ago.
Yep.
But they made it. But we saw what happened there. I don't think the Jets are... I think they're... The idea is to build to that level. And this year, if you could win 7-8 games but show that you're building to that level, then I would be excited about next year. Maybe they get their own quarterback in, your rookie quarterback. Like, there are going to be many steps to the building up process from where they're at. It fell flat on their face. They went all in for Rodgers, which I wanted them to do. You wanted them to do it as well. It didn't work out. Okay. I would have liked them to bring back Aaron Rodgers. I understand why they didn't. It's a totally different regime, new feel. I don't think do you think that they're better than the Bills?
No, I don't think they're better. Okay. But it doesn't mean they can't beat them because they always beat them at least once.
But I mean, of course, to win the division. I'm talking about win the division.
No way.
Okay, so that takes them. I agree.
They're not winning the division.
Okay, they're not winning the division.
I'm thinking last wild card.
Okay, but that means that they're going to have to win one of the three wild card spots.
Do you like the way Miami's going right now? Actually, no. You asked me. Go ahead. Do you think
that they're better than the Steelers or Bengals?
Well, we're going to learn a lot about the Steelers coming up this week. My answer gut right now is probably not. The Bengals, I know everybody's fixated on Burrow and he's a beast. That defense stinks. And I'm not even sold on the coach. So I don't think the Bengals. Now, are they? I don't even think they're playing head to head. I don't think they play each other. Do they play the Bengals this year?
No, I just.
I don't think that they do. Off the top of my head, but I don't think the Bengals are a team that's going to win 12 or 13 games.
Well, they
don't think. Maybe they do, but my point is, I don't think they're going to have a gaudy win total. Like, I don't look at the Bengals.
Yeah, they do. They do play the Bengals week eight.
All right, well, with that defense there, the Bengals, and we'll get the more immediate answer, which is good. But the defense in Cincinnati is so porous that I don't think that they'll be able to win 13 games or so. Like, a number that is so beyond reach.
Even in a bad year, they won 9 games a year ago and missed the playoffs. Like, that could be another conversation. How many wins do you think it's going to take to get in? The Bengals won 9 games last year and didn't get in. You might need to get in with 10.
Well, if it's 10, then I'd say the Jets aren't probably, you know, if it's 9. Really, this is all based on what I said. Because there's a point before the point. My main point is, I expect late November, first week of December-ish, where the Jets, where you're watching the games on the couch, and you know how they say in the hunt, they put the standings up. And it's not just the gratuitous, like, all right, let's put a four-win team up there because everybody's still on the hunt because nobody's mathematically eliminated yet. But it's more along the lines of Jets have cranked out a couple of wins. They're not among the best teams at all. They're a step or two below the teams that are locks for wild card. And if they get a little hot and get a little lucky, maybe they can mess around and get one. I honestly feel that.
Maybe in the NFC, I would agree with you. I think the AFC. Raiders, I expect to be better. Now,
than the Jets or just better than they've been?
Better than they were last year.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah, I mean.
But that doesn't mean they're going to be better than the Jets.
No, but I think that they're going to be better than they were a year ago. Yep. So, and I think that they could be better than the Jets. The Broncos, I think, are legit.
Mm-hmm.
The Chargers, even with Slater getting hurt, the offensive
lineman.
That's
a big say. They're going to miss him. He's a stud, Slater.
But they still got more
I'm
than enough.
And a great coach.
An excellent coach.
I got you.
Obviously, the Chiefs. But just say you have three teams in the West competing for a playoff spot. I think the Jaguars can be better this year. Now, again, how good? I don't know. But, I mean, they're starting at a good point where they have a very good quarterback with Trevor Lawrence, right? Yeah.
He's
a quarterback.
He's good. Is he very good or is he good?
Well, he's better than Justin Fields.
Understood. But, the Jets defense is better than the Jaguars. If Trevor Lawrence is so good, why are we sitting here saying, did they pick the right guy or is the hype justified?
That's four teams right there. I'm going to leave out the Browns, Titans, Colts. I don't think they're going to be any good.
No.
The Bengals and Steelers. That's another two teams
right
there.
What about the Dolphins and Pats? How about the two teams in the division?
I think the Pats are going to be better than they were last year.
I agree, but will they be good? Like, I
think they're going to be better than the Jets. I do.
They almost always are. So I'm not going to even just say that the Jets are. But like
they're going to be well coached.
I know.
They've got a quarterback.
I wanted Vrabel, I love Vrabel, and I'm not looking past them. And they do have some components on defense, and they got an interesting. Yeah. I get it. But I also look at an AFC East where I'm saying, all right, the Bills, the Bills are no longer ascending.
Right. Could the Jets be second in the AFC?
Could they be? I mean, Miami, I think Miami has a new coach next year. I think McDaniels is gone. And the Pats are not ready to win 9 or 10 games. The Pats don't have the O-line the Jets have, and I don't think they'll run it the way the Jets do. And I don't think they've got the Jets defense.
Well, to be a playoff team, they're going to have to be second in the AFC. There's no way they're going to make the playoffs and be a third team in the AFC. Yeah.